Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and the Princess Rev Peyton leave by chartered plane to search for the hidden land of Illyria. And Kent discovers all is not well.
Hey, we're supposed to be flying southwest. Judging from the sun, we're heading due west.
We'll never get where we're going that way.
That's what worries me, Jim. Something's wrong. Something's very wrong.
Try to picture a situation, gang, in which you wake up in the morning hungry as a bear. You jump out of bed, clean your teeth, wash, dress, then dash into the dining room or kitchen for your breakfast. But when you get there, you are greeted by the sight of your mother's sad face and her broken-hearted announcement that there is nothing to eat in the house. No food at all. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? You can't believe anything like that is possible ever, anywhere. Well, let me tell you how wrong you are. Because there are many places in the war-torn world today where scenes like the one I just described to you happen almost every day. That's right. As a matter of fact, nearly half of all the children in the world, about 230 million of them in Europe and Asia, are almost always hungry. And many of them are sick, very sick, as a result of being undernourished and improperly dressed. Can you think of a more unhappy situation than that? And can you think of anyone who needs help from you more than those 230 million unfortunate boys and girls? I'll bet you can't. What can you do about it? Plenty. Here is one thing you lucky boys and girls of America can do. You can join the newly organized Crusade for Children and lend your efforts to the campaign to make life more bearable and far more pleasant for those sick, hungry, and unhappy children in Europe and Asia. This is your chance to do your part to help boys and girls like yourself to grow up strong and healthy, and by so doing, deserve the gratitude of those children who will someday grow up to help you make this a world of peace and plenty for all. In a little while, I'll tell you more. So be sure to keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Only a short time has passed since Clark Kent, Lois Lane, Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen discovered a beautiful girl deeply asleep on an ancient barge in the waters off the coast of Florida. But since then, they have been taken back centuries and have covered hundreds of miles. They discovered that the girl was the Princess Rev Peyton, who lived in a hidden land called Illyria, a land which had been founded more than 700 years ago. And Clark Kent, on hearing her story, decided that Franz, the Grand Master of Illyria, who had condemned her to death, must in reality be a German agent who somehow had found the hidden land. Rev Peyton had just given Kent a clue as to where Illyria might be located when a mysterious face appeared at the window and two shots were fired in an obvious attempt to murder Rev Peyton. As we continue now, it is some time later. Whoever fired the shots has mysteriously disappeared. Kent, Lois, Jimmy, and Editor White are again in the hotel room with Rev Peyton.
I fear I have done nothing but cause you trouble, my friends.
Don't be silly, Rev Peyton. It isn't your fault. Clark.
Yes, Lois?
Just before those shots were fired, you were about to tell us why Rev Peyton responded to the word Columbia.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, you remember she said her nurse had given her an emerald ring as a last relic from her homeland?
Aye. Columbia, the land of the emeralds.
Right. Well, that means the nurse came from Columbia in South America, and chances are Illyria is somewhere in that region.
Well, let's get to Illyria, then. What are we all standing around for? Get on the phone, somebody, quick.
Okay, what do I do?
What do you do? Nothing. Oh. Here, let me have that phone.
What are you going to do, Chief?
I'll get action at the airport. A fellow named Brooks runs the works down there. He's an old friend of mine.
Oh, good.
Operator. Operator. Operator, get me to Palm City Airport. And you, Lois, start getting the girl ready.
Nay, pretty, do not trouble thyself. I shall rest here quietly while thou makest the arrangements.
Good idea, Rev Peyton. You'll need your strength.
Hello?
I'm to the airport.
This is Perry White, editor of the Metropolis Daily Planet.
Yes, sir?
I want to speak to George Brooks, front office.
Mr. Brooks? One moment, please.
I'll get action or I'll know why.
Hello, Brooks speaking.
Hello, Brooksy. This is Perry White.
Oh, hello, Perry. What can I do for you?
Well, I need a plane and a good pilot immediately. It's urgent.
I see. Well, how long a trip, Perry, and where?
Well, I'm not sure. But we'll have to have a pilot who knows South America pretty well. We'll explain when we see him.
Okay. Have 5 passengers, Stimson, ready to go in half an hour.
Ah, that's fine.
Oh, where'll you be in case I want to reach you?
The Beau Rivage Hotel.
Oh, the Beau Rivage. Okay.
Thanks very much. Well, that's all set.
Boy, things sure are moving fast. Gosh, I wish I had some kind of flying suit or something.
I suppose I'd better wear slacks.
No, don't bother. You're coming back with me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Chief, you're not serious. Well,
of course I'm serious.
What
do you think I'm running, a newspaper or a travel bureau?
Now, look, Chief,
you keep out of this car.
Yes, you keep out of this. Now, look, Lois, I'm asking you to listen to reason.
What, Chief?
Now, you know I've got a newspaper to run, and you also know I can't get along with both my star reporters. Especially when we haven't any time, any idea how long this trip is going to take.
Yes, I know.
Besides, this may be dangerous, and if I have to choose one of you, Kent's got to be the one to go. Because there has to be a man along.
A man? That's the funniest thing I've heard in years.
Oh, cut that out, Miss
What do you mean, Lois?
Well, if you're sending Clark to protect Rev Peyton...
Yes?
Well, you'd better send Jimmy to look out for Clark.
Now, look here. I've had enough of this.
As a matter of fact, Chief, I think it would be a good idea for Jim to come along.
Oh,
what?
Boy. There. Didn't I tell you? He's probably scared already.
Can I really go, Mr. White?
Shut up. Oh. Now, these are my orders. Kent and Rev Peyton and Jimmy take off on the plane in 20 minutes.
Yippee!
Shut up, I said.
All I said was yippee.
Lois and I will carry on for Metropolis. Now, was that understood?
Boy,
okay. Then get going. Lois, help Rev Peyton to get ready. You'd better explain to her what's going to happen. Because if she sees a plane, let alone goes up in one, she may die of fright.
Okay, Chief, I'll brief her on everything.
And Kent, you and Jim start for the airport now.
Right.
Check your course with the pilot, get everything set, and we'll meet you there in a half hour.
Well, Lois, Chief, looks like Jim, Rev Peyton, and the bird are comfortably set in the plane. Goodbye until... Well, until...
So long, Clark. Good luck.
Thanks, Lois.
Goodbye, Kent. Take it easy now and get a good story.
Ah, you bet we will. We'll find Illyria if it still exists.
Goodbye, Mr. White, Miss Lane. Don't forget to let my mother know where I went and tell her not to worry.
Rev Peyton?
Aye, Sarah Clark. It's a strange sensation, but the thought that soon mine eyes shall again behold Illyria giveth me courage and strength.
Good girl. How about you, Jim?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Hey, what do you think I am, a baby? I'm okay. I've been up in a plane before. Well, I was even in a jet plane once.
Sure, I know, but this may even be more exciting.
Hmm?
My hunch is we're going to see things we've never even dreamed of before.
Longer, Sir Clark, do you remain suspended thus in the air?
Well, following my hunch, we're heading for a part of South America near Colombia where your emerald ring came from, the Guiana Highlands.
No kidding.
Sure. Ever hear of the Guiana Highlands, Jim?
Oh, sure. That's the part of South America where Tommy Harmon got lost. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Oh, there is naught but water and water and water to be seen.
We're over the Caribbean now, but soon we'll be sighting the mainland.
And then shall we be nigh Illyria?
Yes, it shouldn't be more than 200 miles or so from the coast. Just be patient, Rev Peyton.
Gosh, you know, Mr. Kent, just a little while ago, I was all excited about fishing on the Atlantic Ocean. And now look at me, flying over South America. I'll see the Amazon River and the Orinoco. Well, I gotta pinch myself every once in a while to make sure I'm not dreaming.
Yeah, that's funny. We should be flying southwest.
Well, aren't we?
I don't know, Jim. Judging by the sun, I'd say we're heading due west.
Well, that'll never get us where we're going.
That's what worries me. Hey, Jim, something's wrong. Something's very wrong.
Oh.
puzzled, Clark Kent tries to recall the exact instructions he gave the pilot at the Florida airport. He knows that going off course in this deserted wilderness can be fatal, for it is here that many courageous explorers have been lost forever. We'll return in a moment to learn whether the plane is off course. So keep listening.
Give me just a moment, gang, to answer some of your questions about how to help the starving children overseas. First, join the Crusade for Children. What is that? Well, the Crusade for Children is a nationwide organization designed to enlist the active aid of America's boys and girls in a drive to raise funds with which to buy food, clothing, and medicines for the sick and starving children of Europe and Asia. Who is behind this drive? The Crusade for Children is sponsored by the American Overseas Aid and United Nations Appeal for Children. How can you join the Crusade for Children? There are no application blanks to fill out, no membership fees, no cards, no buttons of identification. You simply decide that you must do your part to help those boys and girls who are so much less fortunate than you are. From there on, you do everything you can to raise funds. You may canvass your family and friends as well as your neighbors. Get a group of other boys and girls to help you give a play or a party for which you charge admissions. Bake and sell cookies. Do the same with fudge. In short, do everything you can to raise money, no matter how much or how little. Then turn the money in to your city's headquarters for the American Overseas Aid and United Nations Appeal for Children. Remember that every penny you turn in will help in part to save the half of your own generation that is so desperately struggling for life in parts of Europe and Asia. Keep in mind that 230 million sick and starving boys and girls are looking to you, counting on you not to let them down. Don't let them down, gang. Put your shoulder to the wheel. Do everything you can to save those children, and you will help to save the future of the world.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Clark Kent has just noticed that their plane seems to be flying off course. Rev Peyton, aware of his concern, questions him.
Why art thou frowning, Mr. Kent?
Now, there's something queer. We're flying awfully high, and I wonder if the pilot knows he's off course. Wait a minute, I'll check with him. Might as well let Florida know where we are while I'm at it. Pilot!
What is it?
Open the door a minute, please.
What do you want?
I'd like to use the radio to contact Florida, if you don't mind.
Radio's down aboard, eh?
Mr. Kent, let him get back to the controls or we'll crash.
Don't worry, son. We're flying an automatic gyro. We're not crashing. At least not yet. Sorry, radio's out of order.
What are you talking about?
Just what I said. The radio's out of order.
Why didn't you report that to me before?
Look, Mr. Kent, I'm running this ship. Go back to your seat and relax.
Mr. Kent... This man is a stranger with great black locks. Our eyes have not beheld him before. Does he not remember the other one?
Sure. I remember the pilot we spoke to first had curly brown hair.
That dame and the kid talked to me.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Never mind that. I'm following instructions.
You're not following the instructions I gave you.
Who said so?
I do. You were told to fly due southwest after sighting the mainland, and this ship is flying due west. Now, please step aside.
I told you the radio's out of order. If all you want to do is check the course... Here, I have the flight chart in my pocket.
Look out, Mr. Kent. He's pulling a gun.
Get back, Jim.
You get back too, Mr. Kent.
Why, you...
Get back there with them. Please notice my gun's not pointing at you, but at that girl. If there's one move out of you, she gets it. And the kid's next. Understand?
Startled at this unexpected turn of events, Clark Kent stares at the strange pilot of the plane. For if he dares make a move to get the gun away from him, Rev Peyton or Jimmy may be killed. At this moment, Kent, even in his guise of Superman, is helpless. But will he be for long? Be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 12 of The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Ickx and his Ralston straight shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.